Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Angel Bravo. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jim Nash. And now, play ball. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Bravo moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bravo moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bravo scores. Aparicio scores. Hopkins moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. May moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May scores. Melton moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jim Rowland now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to second. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bravo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando juggles the ball. That's an error on Bando. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Roof fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman is hit by the pitch. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cater moves to second. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof takes first base on ball four. Jim Rowland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0 for 2 in the game. Bravo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Roland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roland is 0 for 1 in the game. Roland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melton strikes out. 1 out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Knupp pinch runs for Ron Hansen. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Knupp moves to third. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry pinch hits for Angel Bravo. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Bobby Knoop now playing second base. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Knoop fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. May reaches second base with a double. Hermann moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann scores. May scores. Melton moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Melton moves to third. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCraw is walked intentionally. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCraw. Monday reaches second base with a double. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monday scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reynolds moves to second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. One out. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marcel Lachman now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. May strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.